International Bible Lessons Commentary. John chapter 19 verses 1 through 7. International Bible Lessons. Sunday, April 13th, 2014. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 13th, 2014 is from John chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Please note, some will only study John chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, or John chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. This commentary is the third part of a three-part Bible lesson that includes Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 6, and Zechariah chapter 6, 9 through 15. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study hints for thinking further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, John chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. John 19, 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. After a mock trial before the high priest, a mock trial because the Jewish leaders had already decided to murder Jesus, so they brought forward false witnesses against him, they took Jesus to Pilate, the Roman governor, for Pilate to sentence Jesus to death by crucifixion. Hoping to satisfy the Jewish leaders with something less than death, Pilate ordered Jesus to be flogged. John 19, 2. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. The soldiers probably flogged Jesus with a whip that had several ends to which bits of rock or metal were tied in order to bruise and break the skin. They wove a crown of thorns and pressed it upon his head, which would have resulted in much bleeding. They put a purple robe that symbolized royalty upon his back. Later, when the robe was torn from him, the dried, bloody wounds would have reopened. Jesus would have lost a lot of blood before they crucified him. John 19, 3. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. They mocked Jesus and the Jews by calling Jesus King of the Jews, as they whipped and beat him. Each time they struck his face, the thorns from his crown would dig deeper into his skin. God the Father would eventually return Jesus' true kingly crown to him after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Amazingly, but true to his moral and spiritual character, when they crucified him, Jesus prayed that the Father would forgive those who crucified, flogged, and mocked him. John 19, 4. Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him." Pilate then brought Jesus out to face the religious leaders and the crowd. Pilate declared that he could find no case or legal evidence against Jesus, and he hoped the cruel beating would satisfy Jesus' bloodthirsty enemies. Pilate believed that Jesus had suffered enough, but the religious leaders would be satisfied with nothing less than Jesus' death. The crowd, bitterly disappointed that Jesus had not overthrown their brutal Roman oppressors, probably felt that Jesus had deceived them. John 19:5. So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." One can only imagine the pain and suffering of Jesus up to this point, and the shock of his appearance before the chief priests, the Jewish guards who had arrested Jesus and brought him to Pilate, and the crowds of onlookers. Dressed as a king with a purple robe, humiliated by the Roman guards, and covered with blood, Jesus did not fulfill the expectations of the hopeful crowd, who looked for a conquering hero, Messiah. John 19:6. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." Not satisfied with Jesus' suffering up to this point, the chief priests and the arresting guards cried out for more punishment and suffering. They shouted, "Crucify him!" Pilate emphasized again that Jesus had done nothing wrong according to Roman law and his own judgment. He told them that if they were so determined to kill Jesus, that they could crucify Jesus themselves. Jesus' eventual crucifixion fulfilled Scripture. Quote, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.'" Galatians 3:13, and Deuteronomy 21:23. John 19:7. The Jews answered him, "We have a law. According to that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed to be the Son of God." The Jews wanted Jesus dead because he threatened their power and wealth. Jesus never sinned. Jesus made no false claims or gave false testimony. During 3 years of public ministry, Jesus proved he was the Messiah. Only the true Son of God could have done all that he did and teach what he taught. The Jews misused the law that stated, quote, "Take the blasphemer outside the camp, and let all who were within hearing lay their hands on his head, and let the whole congregation stone him." Leviticus 24:14. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Since this is the third of a three-part lesson series, only 3 of the 5 study questions will be asked below. 1. Why might it be important that Pilate found and declared no legal case against Jesus? 2. What reason did the Jews give Pilate when they insisted that Pilate have Jesus crucified? Do you think the reason they gave was the real reason? If not, what do you think was their real reason? 3. In your opinion, what did the high priests, scribes, and Pharisees, who insisted that Pilate crucify Jesus, really think about the law of God? And how did they treat it? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.